this is Tracy. She's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does she have booty calls in 9 different states? Does she want a husband so she'll never have to work again? Or did she post a photo of her ex on a gay porn site? We'll open up this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. For a chance to liven up their love lives. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's a cocktail waitress from Clinton, Missouri. Please welcome Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
Good.
Very nice to meet you. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, Jerry, I'm a farm girl from Missouri.
Yes.
I love hunting and fishing. I'm looking for a guy that doesn't mind going to the golf course and hitting golf balls. I love golf, and I even have a few cute outfits for it.
Oh! I enjoy playing golf. I'm not very good at it. I could use a little help with my swing. Maybe
okay.
You could.
Yeah, I could show you. Pinch your knees. Put your hands together. Okay. Ready? And then follow through. Very good. Yeah. I think you have it.
I noticed your hand was on my wallet. I saw the 3 guys backstage. I can tell you they're good-looking guys. I don't know much about them yet, but they did bring their bags with them. Okay?
Okay.
Ready to take a look? Ready to meet them? Here we go. He's a songwriter from Galveston, Texas. Help me welcome Luke.
What's up, Tracy? I'm not going to spend any time talking myself up. All I got to say is I think I need help with my golf swing, too. Yeah.
Get in line, buddy. Up next, he's a professional card player from Washington, D.C. Say hello to Dave.
Hey, Tracy, I'm Dave. I'm a true East Coast boy, also a pro poker player. And if you play your cards right, I think we could have a lot of fun.
And finally, he's a self-employed businessman from Houston. Give it up for Jude.
Hi, Tracy. I travel all over looking for adventures. It's an exciting life, but it can get pretty lonely, too. Maybe we can go together?
Oh. Well, there you go. 3 nice guys. But as you can see, they brought along their bags. Now, as the bags get bigger, so do the secrets locked inside. This way, Tracy can use that information to make a decision regarding who she wants to date. So, gentlemen, it is time to unlock your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Luke.
Yeah.
My mood is based on how my hair looks. He's obviously in a bad mood.
Oh,
no, it looks good. No, that's good. No, I'm sure he's a nice guy. What's your concern about that?
Well, my concern is it going to take you longer to get ready than me?
I'm not worried about that, because if I was going on a date with you and I had to look forward to you, I would not even look in the mirror.
Dave, please reveal your baggage. I go to first base with my dog. Well, at least you know what position he likes. What's your concern here?
Jerry, I hope he just doesn't go all the way with his dog.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, it's really about my love for animals, my love for dogs, but if you want to make out with me, I'd tell Rover to get in line.
Jude, please reveal your baggage. I'm hairier than Robin Williams. Does that concern you that he's hairy?
Robin Williams is very hairy. My concern is, are you comfortable? Can we go to the beach? Are you gonna be able to take off your shirt? How hairy are you?
I'll give you a couple buttons.
How can you not believe in evolution? Well, there you have it. Up next, Tracy ships off someone's bag. Plus, one of these guys wants his own jersey situation. More sizzling baggage when we return. We saw the guy's smallest baggage. We've got Luke, whose mood is based on how his hair looks. Dave, who goes to first base with his dog. And Jude, who is hairier than Robin Williams. Tracy, it's time for the deal breaker round, and that means uncovering another scandalous secret. Now, we've placed their bags here randomly, and when Tracy decides which baggage is over the top, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to unveil more baggage. Bag number one. I had a physical altercation with a meter maid. This is a guy badly in need of change. Bag number two. I play tiny instruments to conserve space. I don't want to know how tiny your instruments are. Bag number three. I have a Japanese alter ego. Tell you what, let's take a look at these one at a time. You tell me what your concerns are. I have a Japanese alter ego.
I like video games, but this fantasy stuff is just kind of over the top. I need a grown man, not a child.
There you go. I play tiny instruments to conserve space. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't really understand it, but I normally don't like tiny musical instruments. I normally like large musical instruments.
I had a physical altercation with a meter maid. Your concerns there?
I don't understand how you could just get in a fight with them. I mean, they're just doing their job, and for you to get physical.
There you go. All right. Tracy, now it's time to choose the baggage that you just can't handle, and when you do that, well, the guy that claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. So I'm asking you now, which of these is your deal breaker?
My deal breaker is... the Japanese alter ego.
Gentlemen, it is time to claim your baggage. Dave, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, it's just I love Japanese girls. I love the culture. I think it's fascinating. Love sushi, everything about it. And when I meet these Japanese women, I like to have a little bit of fun.
You've been a good sport, but I'm sorry, Dave. It's time to pack up and go.
It's all good, Tracy. You wouldn't look good in a kimono anyway.
Oh, whoa. Well, two guys remain. We've got Jude, who plays tiny instruments to conserve space, and Luke, who had a physical altercation with a meter maid. Gentlemen, please join us over on the hot seat.
Hey, Tracy, here's my biggest bag that you didn't get to see. It's a shame. We could have been the next Ronnie and Sammy. But it's all good, because you're a grenade anyway.
Now, Tracy, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the guys have to say. Luke had a physical altercation with a meter maid. Jude, what are your thoughts about that?
Sounds like a guy you can't take out. He might get into a fight at any moment, and then he might muss up his hair, and the date's ruined.
Tracy, it didn't happen like that. All right, I got to my car, the meter hit zero. I was right there. I asked her not to do it. She just wrote me a ticket anyway. So I kind of, you know, raised my voice a little bit. She got in my face, so I just kind of, like, you know, pushed her away.
Okay, well, Jude plays tiny instruments to conserve space. Luke, what are your thoughts about that?
So your instrument is definitely like a ukulele or a piccolo. And do you live like in a van or a Prius or something? Or like, you know? I knew it was a ukulele.
But it's like I told you before, I travel a lot and I've had too many full-size instruments broken by incompetent airline employees. So now I can carry it all on. But that just means I have more room for you.
Can you play us a tune on that?
Soothing.
Very nice. Okay. Gentlemen, it's time to put on your game face. Now I'm going to ask each of you some questions that will help Tracy get to know you better. Let's start with Luke. Luke, if you will step into the hot spot, please. What's your biggest phobia?
Having love handles.
In a word, describe your perfect woman.
Golfer. Yeah.
What can you do for Tracy that your competition can't?
I am a lead singer of a rock band, and I actually play guitar, which is a real man's instrument. And I can serenade you any day.
Tracy's an avid golfer. Pretend you're a golf pro and show her your sexiest swing. Thank you. What do you think?
I love the golf move. It was very nice.
Thank you.
I think it's great that you don't want love handles, so that means you really like to take care of yourself, and I like that.
Okay. Jude, please step into the hot spot. Very first answer that comes to mind. Which dog act are you most likely to do in the bedroom? Bite, roll over, or beg?
Bite.
What do you always do in preparation for a big date?
Well, I actually like to do push-ups. It gets the blood pumping, gives me confidence.
Drop and give me five. Whoa. Pretend you and Tracy just had your first argument and try to make amends by sweet-talking her.
I would say that you're in a safe space and you don't need to protect yourself. Let's just talk about our feelings and see if we can make it work.
Tracy, what do you think of his answers?
I think that it's very sweet that you want to take the time and sit down and, you know, talk about our problems before just me or you running out of the house.
What do you think of the push-ups?
I thought you had really nice form. You did a great job.
Very good. All right, but Tracy, I don't want you to make any decisions yet because you still haven't seen Luke and Jude's biggest baggage, and that could turn things around. And remember, Tracy brought some baggage, too. Does she have booty calls in 9 different states? Does she want a husband so she'll never have to work again? Or did she post a photo of her ex on a gay porn site? We find out the truth right after this. Tracy, a cocktail waitress preparing for a new love life. Now, our two single guys are about to open up their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and, well, Tracy has to make a final decision. Will she choose Luke, who hates bad hair days and meter maids? Or Jude, the hairy guy who enjoys playing with his tiny instruments? Gentlemen, it is time to show us your biggest piece of baggage. Luke. I hook up with my groupies' mothers.
What's your concern there?
My concern is, are you into cougars? Is that something you like? If we were dating, am I gonna have to worry about my mom being around, or?
Yeah, what about that?
My band's fan base is all 16-year-old high school girls. And trust me, if I had a girl like you by my side, I would not look at anyone else. You have nothing to worry about, trust me.
Jude, please reveal your baggage.
I'm an anti-establishment vagabond.
What are you thinking?
You know, I want to have a family. Are you going to be able to settle down, stop traveling, or if that's always going to be number one?
Now, when you say you're anti-establishment, what does that mean?
I live in a van because I like to travel. I don't believe I should have a mortgage right now. I don't want to pay rent for my lifestyle.
Luke, tell Tracy why she should choose you and not Jude.
I'm able to take you out, have fun with you. I don't hate everything. I don't hate the government. I'm a good guy. And I have an apartment.
And Jude, tell Tracy why she should choose you and not Luke.
I obviously am not going to pick a fight with anybody that comes along. I'm not going to hook up with your mother or any of your friends' mothers. All the money I'm saving on not having a mortgage and rent, I can spend on us going on adventures together.
Okay. Well, it's time to choose. Will it be Luke, whose mood is based on how his hair looks, had a physical altercation with a meter maid, and hooked up with his groupies' mothers? Or will it be Jude, who is hairier than Robin Williams, plays tiny instruments to conserve space, and is an anti-establishment vagabond?
Well, Luke, I love the fact that you're in a band, but the fact that you're hooking up with people's mothers is just a red flag. Jude, I love the way you played the little guitar. It's very sweet. But at the same time, I don't know if I can put up with your gypsy lifestyle, living out of a van.
All right. Well, Tracy, it's time to send one of these guys packing.
I'm sorry. Jude, you have too much baggage for me.
I'm sorry, Jude. It is time to pack up and go.
That's all right, I'm hitting the road anyway.
And good for you, Luke and Tracy! But it's not over yet, don't get too comfortable. Will Luke be with her after seeing her big baggage? We'll find out right after this. Chosen Luke here for a nice date, but the roles are reversed, and now it is his decision. What's the secret in Tracy's big red bag? Does she have booty calls in 9 different states? Does she want a husband so she'll never have to work again? Or did she post a photo of her ex on a gay porn site? Luke, of these 3 possibilities, what would be the toughest piece of baggage for you to accept?
The first 2, definitely. Like, if you're in another state, like out of town, I don't want to worry about, you know, is she gonna call that booty call? Is she meeting someone? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the whole wanting a husband so you don't have to work again, like, I want someone who's independent and not, I don't want someone to be with me just because I can provide, you know?
Well, let's find out. Tracy, please reveal your baggage. No! I want a husband so I never have to work again. Oh. Tracy, explain yourself.
Well, the day I get married, it's the last day I work. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. I mean, I'll, you know, wear cute clothes around the house, you know, I want to golf, take care of the children. But Luke, you're so cute, I would be so lucky to be with you.
Ooh, okay. Well, Luke, having heard that and knowing your feelings, I have to ask you now, can you accept Tracy's baggage?
You know, it kind of bugs me. It seems to me that you're so excited and pumped about finding a husband and having a family that you're not taking time to, like, meet the right guy. But Tracy, I'd be happy to accept your baggage.
Whoa, congratulations. Luke and Tracy will enjoy dinner for two at the world-renowned Mastro Steakhouse in Beverly Hills. And we will see you next time.
The show is so much fun. I'm glad you chose me.
Yeah, I had a blast. I'm glad you chose me. So give me a hug.